Be'ezer Hashem, Sefer Mitzvahs Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Milo, Shir Gimel. The Menchas Chinuch in Sifkot and Vav brings the Sugya in Kedushin Daf Choftes. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Choftes that there's a Chiv on an Av, Lomel es Benoi, Vayomel Avrom es Yitzchok Benoi. The Gemara then continues that there's a Chiv on Bezdin, if the Av is not Malchus son. In the previous year we spoke Be'ikar about the Chiv of the Av. But the Hemshech now, the Gemara says, "Ihi minolin deloy mechayiv." How do you know that a mother is not mechayiv to be mal her son? So the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, "Kasher tziva oisoi Elohim, oisoi veloy oisa." That the chiv was only to Avraham and not to Sarah. The chiv is only on the father, not on the mother. Frek Toisvis, a famous Toisvis in Kedushin Daf Chavtes, the Rishonim also stole on the kasher there. Why is it necessary a pasuk to teach you that a mother is not chayiv lomel es bino? Anyways, there's a sugya in the Minei Ube over there in Kedushin Chavtes that kol mitzvahs esei shehazman groma noshem apoter, and milo is a mitzvahs esei shehazman groma. The emes is the siba why milo is zman groma is nechlak l'shnayim. Toisus asks both halakim of the kasha. First, Toisus asks milo is zman groma because it's only on the yom hashmini. You're not allowed a mal before the yom hashmini. To that, Toisus answers, "V'yesh loymar kiven d'miyoy mashmini ve'elach ein lo hefsek." So it's not considered a zman groma. From the yoy mashmini and onwards, there's no hefsek anymore. B'shaita, we saw that the Menchas Chinuch was medayik from that loshen that you see that the father's chiyuv is nimshach even after bar mitzvah. Because if the father's chiyuv is not nimshach after bar mitzvah, then it's yesh lo hefsek. The mitzvah is only for 13 years. Vinit vi, that's Toisus teretz for the kasha of Shmoyne Yomim. But then Toisus says, Akati, it's shver. Because milah is only by yoim and not by laylo. And a mitzvah that's only noig by yoim also is constituted as a zman groma. So, and for Toisus, v'yesh loymar, the as, you command the omar, that milah shaloy bezmano is bein b'yoim, bein b'layla. Meaning that in a chanami, lididan, that we hold that even a milah shaloy bezman is only by yoim, you be'emes don't need the drosh of oisai v'loy oisai. The Gemara darshans oisoy v'loy oisah, according to the Mandi Omar, that milo shaloi bizmana is noig bein b'yoin bein b'layla. Now again, there is two separate questions here. There's a question that milo is considered zman groma because it's only on the eighth day. And there is a question that milo is considered a zman groma because it's only b'yoin and not b'layla. The emesis rabois haterutzim on these kashis. And it's important to differentiate that some of the terutzim are only on the eighth day kasha, some of the terutzim are only on the yoim v'layla kasha, some of the terutzim are more klolius dik, that it's a teretz on the ganse issue of zman groma. We'll go through some of the terutzim and see how they apply and when. Toisus in Megillah Daf Chof says a teretz, the reason why you need a drush of oisiv v'loy oiso, taka mila is a zman groma, mitzad shmini, mitzad laylo. But since Mila has chorus, I would have a havamin and nosha machayev anyways. A yidiyah. Even though be'emes, the parent is not chayev chorus, the father or the mother is not chayev chorus, only the ben, kishi yigdal, is chayev chorus. So if Mila has that chumra of chorus, maybe I would think that it, even though it's a zman groma, that nosha would be chayev anyways. You need a bazundere yalfusa, oisai veloy oisa. The emes says the Rishash answers on the kasha of that it's only on the eighth day. He says, yeah, but Mila is every single day. Whenever your baby is born, there's not a single day that Mila is not noyik. So you can't ask me it's only on the eighth day. That doesn't make it zman groma. Every single day, rain or shine, weekday or Shabbos, there's always a mitzvah of Mila if someone has a baby who's 8 days old. That's not zman groma. De Velt asks, if that's true, then maybe you can say a harifus that the fact that it's not noyik balayla is not a problem of zman groma. Because somewhere else in the world, it's yoim at that point. But that's a vada minei ubei not true, because the Gemara says mefurish that mitzvahs that are only noyig by yoim, avada are considered zman groma. We don't say the fact that it's noyig laila somewhere else. Or bar kuponim klapi, the kasha of the eighth day, maybe that's not a problem. The Rishonim also stel on this kasha of Toisvis, and again, we said there's the two different questions, the yoim hashmini kasha and the laila kasha. Toisus Rid says a teretz that Luchara answers both kashas. Toisus Rid says the chiyuv of Milo is not a chiyuv dafka specifically to mal the son. The chiyuv on the father, on the parent, is to be doyig and matriach and make sure all the hachanas are ready. It's not be'etzem mutl on him to mal the son. Oy bazoy, zok the toises rid. That's even before the eighth day, a father is already making hachanas, finding a moil, preparing. Who then balayla you could prepare. The mitzvah of mila is not the maisa mila. It's the mitzvah to make sure that he's mahul. And vibalt, it's a mitzvah to make sure that he's mahul. That's why it's not an issue of zman grama. Therefore, I would think maybe the mother is also chayiv. The mother should also be mechayiv to be doyig and matriach and meichin and make sure everything is ready. She herself can't be the mahul. But, and that's anyways a shayla they ask. If the chayiv is mamish to do the mila, how could you think the mother is chayiv? An isha is not kasher lomul. But the teretz is minei ubei, loy taisus rid. The chiv is lahochin v'letroyach. The Ritva says a teretz, and there's a big tumult what exactly he means, but the lashon is, zok the Ritva, zman grama is only when it's a mitzvah de nafsha. A mitzvah de nafsha. Aval hocha mitzvah de bno, hava amina de mechayiv, de loy gora mi bezdin. Zok the Ritva, I would think that the din of zman grama is only the mitzvah de nafsha. Over here, it's mitzvah d'bino v'loigora mi bezdin. What does the Ritva mean? Is the emesis I saw, the Sefer HaMakna wants to say the Hafla, that the Ritva means al derech toisus rid. He means the same word, that it's not a chiv to do the maisa mila. It's a chiv, it's the son's chiv, that you have to mal the son, to be matriach, to be meichin to mal the son. Just like bezdin has to take achrayis. There's an achrayis here. No, so the achrayis could even be by night. The achrayis, maybe even the mother, has to take the achrayis, and that's why I need a pasuk of oisai v'lo yoisa. There's another mahalach in the achroinim to be mazber the ritva. The stipler goes with such a gang, and other achroinim talk about it, that the emes, there's a shoyristik achakira. Even naniach not like toisis rid, that the chiev of the father is taka to do the maisa mila, and it's mutal on him to do it. But is it the father's chiev, or is it the son's chiev? We know that la'achar godless, the son is going to be mechayiv. The Menchas Chinuch declares, if the father is still chayiv, we talked about it in the previous shiurim. But in the Shoyrish Adin, when it's a katan, when it's a ben ches, or bechlal, a katan, we named on the father still chayiv. Is it the chiv of the ben, or the chiv of the av? Zok the Ritva, it's a chiv of the ben. It's that the father has to do the chiv of the ben. Oy bazoy, there's no p'tor of zman grama. Zman grom is only by a mitzvah when it's your mitzvah itself. And then there's a klal, noshim or putter on their mitzvahs when it's a zman groma. But here where it's a chiyav of the ben, maybe I would have a havamina that the mother's chayiv. You need a gzeres hakosav, oisei v'loi oisa. The emes klapi this nekuda, that we would think that the geder, not we would think, the taka, that the geder is that it's the father's chiyav on the son's din. Memela, I would think the mother's chayiv also. The emes, there's an interesting shiloh. My shver, Rabbi Aaron Yafin Zecher Tzadik Levrocha in the Hagois on the Ritva in Yevomis has a steer in the Ritva. He learned up also that the Pshat in the Ritva here in Kedushin is that it's a word that it's a chiv of the Ben. He says there's a steer. Because the Gemara says in Yevomis, in Daf Ayin Aleph, loy nitna priya l'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu wasn't given the mitzvah of priya. Nevertheless, Zok Toisis and the Ritva over there in Yevomis, that it's Mavur in the Medrash that Avram did do Priya. Why did he do Priya? On Yishmael, if he wasn't Chayev. We spoke about it in the previous year. So Zok Toisis, because Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kala Toira Kula. The Indian that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kala Toira Kula, so he did Priya in spite of the fact that he wasn't Chayev. Aber Frekt, the Shver, Ober, it's Shver now. Because if it would be Avram's chiyuv himself, he understands. So Avram had an inyan that he's makayim kol ha'terakula koydim shenitna. But the chiyuv on Yishmael is not Avram's chiyuv. It's Yishmael. It's a din in Yishmael. Why should there be an inyan of kayim kol ha'terakula klape Yishmael? Hazayet ha'gefrekt. Mekena dinkton. So if it's the father's chiyuv to be metapu with the choyves haben. He wants the boys over there a big chiddush that be'emes Avram's chiyuv to Yishmael was takanat the din of Milas ben. Mitzad ben, Yishmael was mufka. Ki bi Yitzchok yikari lecho zera. And not Yishmael, not Esav. It's nesmayit from Zera Avram. There was a chiyav of Yilid Beisoy, of Eved, of Bnei Beisoy. The Bnei Beisoy chiyav, which we have to see later on in the Hemshech, There's zikr, it's the Odoin's chiyuv, and it's Avram's chiyuv alein, and therefore Avram, being machmer to be mekayim kol terukula, wanted to even do priya. But again, the argosh of his kasha was that if it's Yishmol's chiyuv, why should Avram zorg zich to do priya on Yishmol's chiyuv? Again, the Ritva's lashon was that maybe the Ptur of Zman Groma is only when it's mitzvah de nafsha, when it's mitzvah de bino, not. And we're touching it up that because it's a choyves haben, it's not a choyves ha'av. It's yedua that the Minchas Chinuch has a different pshat in this Ritva. The Minchas Chinuch in many places has a big yesoid. He learns up that any mitzvah's essay that's not on your guf, that you don't do with your guf, is not a Ptur of Zman Groma. It's a klal. He says this chiddush in mitzvah shin pei vav by tzitzis, that if you hold tzitzis is choyves talis, not choyves gavra, it's not going to have the ptur of zman groma. He says it in the mitzvah kuf yud beis by shmita, that women are chayv also in the essay of shmita. He says it in mitzvah lamid beis in moisach hashabbos. B'negei shvisas behemta, it was a big shayla, Rabbi Kveg declares also, if noshim are muzer on the essay of shvisas behemta, it's a mitzvah's essay. Mumen achayiv, and the love of Shabbos, and in kiddush on Shabbos, zocher b'shamra, what about shvisas behemta? It's an essay. It's a zman groma. So he says, yeah, but it's not al gufon. Any mitzvah that's not al gufon, he's quoting, always he quotes this ritva by Milo, and he has a different havana in it. That a mitzvah that's not on your guf is not considered a zman groma. Since it's not considered as mangrom, it's not on your guf. And again, the Minchas Chinuch is applying this. That's why I would think by Noshim you would be chayv by Mila. So by Mila, it's Gzeir Zakos, Voisei Veloyeso. But the Minchas Chinuch takes this idea and applies it in many places, like we said, by Tzitzis, by Shmita, by Shvisas Behemtoi, that there's no Ptur of Zmangrom by those things. On the Kasha of Toysis, and the Rishonim over here. That why do you need a pasuk of oisei v'loy oisah to be mamayit and a mother from mal as bino? It's anyways as man groma. And we spoke about the Rishonim's mahalach be'etzema, but there's harbe in the achroinim also. We'll go through a little bit of the inyonim. In the end of the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Smila, there's a hagah from the Ben HaMachaber. He wants to say a shtikl Torah. We know that b'nei keturah chayiv in Mila, even though ben Noyach is not, and b'nei Esav and b'nei Yishmael is not, but b'nei keturah chayiv in Mila. Avada, we explained already in the previous shir, b'nei keturah are chayiv in mila, but they're not chayiv in priya. That's why they're not mamish considered mehulim. But they do have a chayiv mila. And the Minchas Chinuch b'emes handles. He brings the Rambam that the chayiv on b'nei keturah is not just the original six children of keturah, but l'doiris b'nei keturah chayiv in mila. Zok the ben ha-mechaber of the Minchas Chinuch, b'nei keturah don't have the ptur of zman gromo. By Bnei Keturah, if not for a special drosh of Oysoi v'loy Oyso, Avram and not Sarah, Avram and not Keturah, Oysoi v'loy Oyso, they would be, mothers would be chayiv also by Bnei Keturah. In Bnei Keturah, loy Shaman, loy Reinu, that in the mitzvahs of Ben Noyach, of Ben Keturah, there's a kaveh of Zman Groma. I was like, Nifla, Be'emes, by Yisrael, you don't need the pasuk of Oysoi v'loy Oyso, because it's negay, it's anyways a Ptur of Zman Groma. Aber you need Oysoi v'loy Oyso, because to be mamayit b'nei keturah. Interesting, I saw in the Pnei Yeshua, he says the reason you need oisei v'lo yeso is because we saw by tzipoira that she was mal. There would be a habmina that has we saw by tzipoira, so I would think that noshim also are chayiv and milas b'neiim. All I wanted to say, it's b'emes l'charifus l'pulpula ba'alma. It was negei, it was a ma'isa shahoya by a bris. Person had a dilemma, who to be machabed by the bris? His father or his shver? And the emphasis is, besides that there's a chiv of an av, there's also an inyan, Rabbi Kveger talks about it, there's a din of avi aviv. By lelamdei Torah, there's a din of avi aviv. And also by mila efshir, there's avi aviv. A grandfather also has a gvisa chiv. Lamosh, but there's taka no father. So we say, bezdin is chayiv. It could be there's a kadima that the grandfather should get involved in being mal, the son, the grandson. So the shayla was, who has the kadima, the avi aviv or the avi imoy? They're both grandfathers. Lipulpula. If a woman is only potter because of Zman Groma, so then you're right, the mother is potter because it's a Zman Groma. But here I have a mother, the father of the mother, he's a grandfather just as much as the father of the father, and he's Grada a man, he doesn't have the Ptur of Zman Groma. Aber kahayoyim that is a miyat of oisay v'loy oisa, that it's in ganzen amayit aim, therefore avadet is going to be a kadima to the avi oviv, and not to the avi imay. In the yisoid of zman groma, again, you have to realize when you're doing these questions, that mila is a zman groma because of yom yashmini or because of laila, you have to always check, is the teretz you're saying a vort specifically for yom yashmini? Is it a vort for laila? Is it a vort klaliyistik for whatever reason by mila, you don't need it? And then there's bechlau mo breita gedorim and klolim in the gedorim of the Torah zman groma, which could also be a teretz. L'moshul. The Turei Eben in Chagiga has a big yisoid. Bechlal for the Nyonim of Zman Groma. Zman Groma, a mitzvah that's only noyed by Yoim and Appa Laila, is only considered a Zman Groma if every single day it's a new mitzvah. The Tzitzis is not noyed by Laila, Tefillin is not noyed by Laila, and the next day comes a new mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that's Zman Groma. The mitzvah is only by Yoim, by Laila it stops, then there's a new mitzvah the next day. But he says, L'moshel, by Mila, he says it for other things also, but for Mila, it's one mitzvah, you only have to do it once. Grand that you can't do it by Laila, you can only do it by day. There's a hefsik. But when it comes the next day again, it's vaita the same mitzvah. It's not a different mitzvah. That original mitzvah that was mutal on you was keseder mutal on you. Grand that there's a technicality. You can't do it at night. That's not considered a zman groma. The Turei Eben uses this yisoid for many other mitzvahs also. But hakoponim homiyas, we're holding in Mila, it's a teretz to the kasha. Mila maybe is taka zman groma. Mitzad yoyim hashmini, mitzad laila. Oh, but no, it's not zman groma mitzad laila. Because it's the same mitzvah again the next day. That's not having a category of zman groma. You need a miyat of oisei v'loy oisei. Another klal in the achroinim. Dor sameach in hilchis tumas tzeras, perek yud aleph. Says he is soit. He says the reason noshim apote from zman groma is because noshim have shibudim la'avihem, le'ba'alehem, they can't be bound down by time-bound mitzvahs because they have other tzrochim and shibudim to take care of the kids, to take care of things. But any mitzvah, zokta ar sameach, and it's geboit from an avud raham already, and Yeshua says a similar idea, any mitzvah that's efshar al yedei shliach doesn't have a p'tur of zman groma. Because it's not that you're mochrach to do it. You'll send a shliach to do it. A mitzvah that you must do, and it's not shayach shlichus, tzitzis, lulav, tefillin, and it's only in a certain zman. Noshim can't be chayiv on mitzvahs that are bound by zman. Aber a mitzvah that's efshar al yidei shliach. So anyway, so they're mukbal. They have to do other things and have other tirdas. Besides, it could still be that they're chayiv. They'll send a shliach. The arsameach in one line there says, "V'klal zeh miyushiv milo noisar v'bikurim." What he means, b'negei and noisar and bikurim, oid chazoin lamoyed be'ezer Hashem. We'll see in the sugi of noisar and in the sugi of bikurim. Aber by mila avad, he means in that one word, the remez, in one, that one mila, he's saying a remez to answer this kasha of Tosfos. That mila is not a problem that it's man groma because it's efshrei de shliach. So therefore, I would think the isha could make a shliach. If the isha can make a shliach, so I would think it's not a p'tur of zman groma. Again, lahavchin asayinian, the Turei Eben's mahalich and the arsameach's mahalich are klaliyistik mahalchim in the gedorim of zman groma bechlal, lav dafka specifically v'negeya mila. They use it to answer mila. Another mila diketeretz, specifically the gavi mila, to answer the kash of yom and laila, specifically the kash of yom and laila. Again, the kash is mila is zman groma, ein molin balaila. There's a maharit. The maharit says that the mitzvah of mila is to be mohol. And the Emes is raid about this, that maybe there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's the maisa mila, and there's the mitzvah to be mohol. Maybe that's why there's two brachas, one for the maisa mila, one for the mitzvah to be mohol. Harbe toiri yeshal zeh. But the etzem yisoy, the mitzvah of mila is to be mohol. Being mohol, a person is mohol, bein by yoyim, bein balayla. The maisa mila maybe is only by yoyim, but the mitzvah to be mohol is, you could say your whole life, bein by yoyim, bein balayla. You're mohol. The Marit brings a smach to this idea. You know, there's a kasha that the Achroinim ask. The Gemara in the Dorin, in the third parak, darshan's the pasuk. Im loy brisi yoyimun v'layla, chukai shemayim v'oretz loy samti. And the Gemara darshan's on this pasuk. Im loy brisi yoyimun v'layla, chukai shemayim v'oretz loy samti. It either goes on Mila, on Bris Mila, or it's going on Torah, the Bris of Torah. Frag Rabbi Kiveger, frag the Toysis Yonte, frag the Achroinim, the Marit. What does it mean? In loy brisi yoimam valayla. If the Gemara is mefarish, it's going on Torah. Torah is v'igisa ba yoimam valayla. But if it's going on Mila, in loy brisi yoimam valayla, bris is only by yoim. Is the emesis, the Toysis Yontif answers, he drays the pasuk. You have to read the niggin differently. In loy brisi, if not for bris Mila. So then, night and day and Shemayim and Oretz, I wouldn't have created. Yoim and Valayla goes on the Sefer of the Krah. Im loy brisi, if not for bris Mila. So garnish, I wouldn't have created Shemayim and Oretz, I wouldn't have created night and day either. Yoim and Valayla, the Chuk Shemayim and Oretz, like some. Oh, but the part of Taravadi, it's going on that the brisi is Yoim and Valayla. Zok the Marit, who adover asher dibarnu. The mitzvah to be mohul. The mitzvah to be mohul is even Valayla. And that's why it's not considered as man grama. Because the mitzvah to be mohul is bein b'yoim bein Valayla. Avadet Yedua that Rabbi Kiveger and Shuva on this kasha says that it's not a stira because both pshatim are true. In loy brisi yoimam v'layla goes on mila and Torah. First, the person has to mal the orlas habosor, and then you have to mal the orlas halev, and by the orlas halev, then you're ready for Torah, and then you're ready for a loy brisi yoimam v'layla. So it could be that the bris mila is only by yoim, but then that bris is only to get you into the bris of Torah, which is b'yoimam v'layla. So Zachinu to three pshatim in that pasuk, Amloi Brisi Yoimam Valayla. Either Yoimam Valayla goes on safe for the Kra, that if not for Bismillah, he wouldn't have created night and day. Or the Maharit, to be mohul is B'Yoimam Valayla, and Rabbi Kivega's pshat. The Maharito was, in our Marechet over here, another teretz to the Kasha, how it's Mishkachas, that it's considered Zman Groma. One last teretz on the Kashas of Zman Groma, the Divri Yecheskel brings from Rab Chaim. There's a din that if a person does a tofes dam bris balayla, it doesn't count. You have to do it again. But if you do a tofes dam bris before the eighth day, it's considered a tofes dam bris. Zemed et chotch lagabi the inyan of Yom HaShmini. This is for the Yom HaShmini kasha. The inyan of a tofes dam bris is technically shaykh before the Yom HaShmini. Hasaras orla is not shaykh, but a tofes dam bris is shaykh. He says that's what the havamina was. I would think maybe a mother is chotch chayiv in the chelik of the tofes dam bris. Again, this is not Lagabi the Kasha of Yoim and Laila. This is Lagabi the Kasha of that Mila should be considered Zman Groma because of Yoim HaShmini. The Teretz is no, it's not considered as Zman Groma because Hatofes Dam Bris is Shaykh even before Yoim HaShmini. I would think that the mother is Chayef, Chotch in Hatofes Dam Bris. That's why there's Xeris HaKosov of Oysoi Veloy Oysa. We spoke Bar Chava about the drosh of Oysei V'loi Oysei and the Rishonim and Achroinim that deal with the Shaila that Mila should be Zman Groma because it's only on the Yom HaShmini. And we said to Rutzim, Mila should be Zman Groma because it's only Noeg Balayla, B'yoim and Apalayla. And we spoke to Rutzim, again, local Rutzim for Yoim and Laila and Shmini, or more closely stick to Rutzim on Zman Groma. There's one more kasha though. The Achroinim asked, the Rishonim don't ask this, but the Achroinim, the Marit, Rabbi Kiveger, they ask a kasha. There's another reason that Mila should be considered Zman Groma. Mila Shaloi Bizmano is not Doicha Shabbos. And if Mila Shaloi Bizmano is not Doicha Shabbos, so it's considered a Zman Groma? It's not Noeg on Shabbos. Mitzvahs that are not Noeg on Shabbos are considered Zman Groma. Tefillin is not Noeg B'Shabbos, it's considered Zman Groma. So Mila is not Noeg B'Shabbos. And a lot of the Achroinim, Rabbi Kivega, the Shara Melech, the Marit, they say a famous Yesoid. It's called Arya de Reviale. When you can't do Mila on Shabbos, it's not because Hilchis Mila says not to mal on Shabbos. Mitzad Hilchis Mila, you could mal on Shabbos. But there's a lion called Shabbos that's not allowing you. That's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma has to be that the Gidrei Halacha of the mitzvah itself has guidelines, not at night, not only for these days, not on Shabbos. But if Mitzad the Gedorim of the mitzvah, you do have the mitzvah. No, Grada, you can't do it because it's Shabbos. That's an Aryeh de Raviyaleh. There's a lion preventing you. That doesn't go into the Etzem Hagdor of Zman Groma. This is Mukhrach because otherwise the mitzvah of Micah is the classic dogma of a mitzvah that's not Zman Groma. To build a Micah. Fregen the Achroinim, you can't build the Micah on Shabbos. So Be'em is dear, the Teretz is similar to what we said from the Marit over here. That the mitzvah is not to build the Micah, the mitzvah is that the Micah should be there, and the Micah is there, and is needs to be there on Shabbos as well. But you could also say this, Nusach, that Micah, Hilchis Micah says build me on Shabbos also. Hilchis Shabbos says not to. That's called Arya Dira Viale. That's not considered as Zman Groma. Bemis, not all Achroinim agree to that idea, And there are achronim that say that even when it's Ari Deravile, it's considered a Zman Grama. What do they do with Micah? They come up with an Einfal that you could have a Goy build the Micah for you with Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, and therefore it's Shaykh to build a Micah on Shabbos. Amol, someone wanted to say a Harifas. There's a big Shaila by Sefer Torah that the Rambam is Meduik Noshim Apote from the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And there's a big Shmuzerai that's by Mitzvah's Taryag. We have to get all the way there. The Ezer Hashem. Oh, but on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, why does the Rambam say you're Potter? And there's a lot of Torah on it. Oh, but Ken Zayin, you could say a Vort. Because you can't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. And if you'll tell me that Be'emes Ari the Revealer is not a Teretz. And really, even if it's Mitzad Hilchas Shabbos, that's called Zman Groma. Micah, we came up with an Eitzah. A Goy will build the Micah for you. By Sefer Torah, it's going to blive, Taka, that it's going to be Zman Groma. That's what would come out, Lagabi the Gedorim of Zman Groma. That's a Harifas. The Menchas Chinuch also handles the Gedorim of the Chiv of an Eved. And he says it's Mavur that an Odoin is Mechuyiv to Mal his Avodin. And the Menchas Chinuch asks, what's the Makar for it? So it's a Moir de Gazach. The Menchas Chinuch is going here Lashitosoi. He says that the Makar, that an Odoin is Mechuyiv to Mal his Avodin, is because it says that Avodin, Amakiv the Odin from eating Karban Pesach, must be in them alone stay that is a Chiv on the Odin to Mal his Avodin. We spoke by Riches in the previous year that a lot of Rishonim hold that no, it's not Toli Zebezeh. It could be that a mother who's not Chayef to Mal her son could still be Ma'ukiv from Karban Pesach. The din that what's Ma'akiv you from Karban Pesach is Lav Dafka, the Gedorim of what's Ma'chayev you Mitzad Hilchas Mila. Or but the Minchas Chinuch going Lashitos, Itakan Emzon Azai. That since it's Ma'akiv you from Karban Pesach, that's Gufarayim Ma'chayev. It's a pellet, it's mavur that even the Eved of a Koton is Ma'akiv the Koton from eating Karban Pesach. The Koton, that Odoin who's a Koton is not Mechuyiv to Malas Eved, he's not Bar Chiyuv in it. And still, Milas Avodev is Ma'akiv him from Karban Pesach. You see, Klar, that din of the Milas Eved is not Toli in the Gedorim of Mila. Now, when Odoin is Mechuyiv to Mal his own Eved, and the Menchas Chinuch Be'emes is Mesupik over here, if an Isha owns an Eved, is an Isha Chayiv to Mal her Avodin? We know an Isha is nismayed from being mal her son. Oisoi veloy oiso. But is an Isha chayiv to mal her Eved? But then he goes a step further. What about the Eved himself? If an Odoin was not mal the Eved, and now the Eved is a Godoil, is an Eved Godoil mechuyiv to mal himself? An Eved Kenayni, who's a mixasiyid, he's an Eved Kenayni. And the Odoin wasn't malim, and now he's a Godoil. Clares them in Cheschim Chetzad, that maybe the Eved is chayiv to mal himself, and there's going to be a chiv chorus. Azoivi by a yid, the chiv lomel atzmoi, on the ben himself, kishi yigdal, is a starker mechayiv that ad kedekach it's mechayiv you chorus. He declares that efshir Eved also, which should be mechayiv you chorus. Now comes the Menchas Chinuch and in Sifkot and Tess, and he starts clearing. But one second, what about Zman Groma? An Eved also could only mal himself by yoin and not by laila. Oy bezoy should be considered a Zman Groma. If it's a mitzvah essay, Shazman Groma, we cleared by Riches before Lagabi and my mother. If why do you need Oysay Veloy Oysaw? Anyways, it's Man Groma. But now we're clearing on the Eved Alain. We're naming on that besides that the Odoin is Mechuyiv to be Mal as Eved. The Eved himself is Mechuyiv Womal as Atzmoy. And it's Ad Kedekach that it's a Choyiv Otzum that it's going to be Chayiv Chorus if he's not Mal Atzmoy. Clears them in Cheschinach, yeah, but maybe it's a Zman Groma. Because only Noeg Bayoin. Maybe an Eved should be Potter. So the Emes, it's interesting. Is the fact that it's only Noeg Bayoin considered a Zman Groma? We had Terutzim before. The Turi Evin, the Marshal says, that a mitzvah, that it's the same mitzvah again the next day, that's not called Zman Groma. Some of the other Terutzim also that we spoke before to answer the Oysa Veloy Oysa Kasha can affect that maybe it's not considered Zman Groma. The Marshal Amasupik, the Ritva's Teretz, why by a mother, you need Oysa Veloy Oysa, and it's not considered a Zman Groma, he said, because it's not a mitzvah de Nafsha, it's a mitzvah de Bino. That Ritva won't help us over here. Because over here we're talking about the Chiyav on the Eved Alein. And on the Eved Alein, when it's only Noeg Bayoim, it is a Zman Groma. Maybe the Eved should be Chayiv Karis, if he's not Mal himself. But then the Menchas Chinuch clears another Zach that the Shara Melech also brings, that maybe any mitzvah that has Karis, there's no Ptor of Zman Groma. A mitzvah essay, flat, has a din of Zman Groma, that Noshem HaPotter. But a mitzvah's essay that's Meshach Shaychi to Karis, maybe not. Harei Toysis and Megillah Daf Chof already Mitchila said that why do you need Oysa V'lai Oysa? Anyways, it's a Zman Groma. What a Toysis and Megillah answer. We mentioned it at the beginning of this year. I would think Mila has Karis. Now that was a Harifas because Mila, really, the mother's not Chayiv Karis. But I would think that Epis, there's an Indian of Chorus by Mila. But here you have a much starker. The Eved Alein is Chayiv Chorus. Efshar a mitzvah that you Chayiv Chorus on doesn't have the Ptura Zman Groma. The Shara Melech in Hilchas Avayi the Zorah, Perikid Beis, Ba'arichas talks about this Indian. Be'emes, it's you do it to know that the Rambam in Avayi the Zorah, Perikid Beis, Alof HaGimel, is the Rambam on the Indian of Zman Groma. That's where he brings down the Etzem Klal Advarim of the mitzvahs Esish Zman Groma. Arkoponim, over there, the Shara Melech starts clearing. What about like Karban Pesach or Inoy on Yom Kippur, various mitzvahs that on a gay at the chorus, maybe there's no Ptur of Zman Groma. B'doimel is there, so over here we would have an Indian that maybe the Eved won't have the Ptur of Zman Groma, and an Eved has to mal himself, and he'll even be Chayiv Chorus if he doesn't. What about if an Eved is Chayiv to mal his kids? So the Menches Chinuch brings. It's not Pasha that an Eved has Chayis Bechlal, so therefore they're not considered his kids. But we handled previous in the mitzvah of Puravu also, it's possible that an Eved does have some shaykhs to his kids. And once again, now you can clear. An Eved's chiyuv to mal his kids, maybe there should be a Ptur of Zman Groma, or even Sharfer. Lamaisa, a mother is not chiyuv to mal her kids. Maybe the same way, the Shita Mukubetzes and Baba Kama says this in Daf Peches, the same way a mother is not chiyuv to mal her kids, an Eved is not chiyuv to mal his kids, even if he is related to them. Narkana Davratoli, we spoke in the Shirim and Peru Revu. When a woman is potter because of Zman Groma, then there's a klal, lo lo me isha, that just like the isha is potter, the Eved is potter. Here it's mamish hashlom to the shir over here. A woman is potter from maling her son. Why? Not poshet. Is it because of Gzeres HaKosev, Oisei V'loi Oisa, or is it because of Zman Groma? If it's because of Zman Groma, so it applies by Eved also, lo lo me isha. If it's a special Gzeres HaKosev of Oisei V'loi Oisa, so then maybe Oisai V'loi Oisah only applies on the Isha and not on the Eved. So that would be Negei. Again, we went through B'Ktzara. An Odoin's Chiyav on an Eved. An Isha's Chiyav to Mal her Avadin. An Eved's Chiyav to Mal himself when he's Begadol. And an Eved's Chiyav to Mal his children. Well, fear Ois. On the Eved's Chiyav to Mal himself, it's ad kedekach that the Rambam, that the Minchas Chinuch has a tzad, that he's going to be chayiv chorus if he doesn't. And that's a shmuz b'fnei atzmai, that bechlal, any gadol, an eved we're clearing out, but bechlal, any Yisrael, that's a gadol, that's not mal himself, is chayiv chorus. And if you do it, that is the machlokes Rambam and the Ravid. What does it mean that you chayiv chorus? What does it mean that you chayiv chorus? You could always mal yourself the next day. So the Rambam says that the emes inachanami, you only chayiv chorus when you die, that you're going to have chorus in Shemayim. But Kozman, you were alive, there was never a chayiv chorus, because you could always mal yourself the next day. And the Ravid says, no, there's already a chayiv chorus. Already there's a chayiv chorus. So the Achronim Shteltzu, it's interesting. The Gemara darshins that there's b'derech klal on a mitzvah, on an isser that has chorus, if you do it b'shoigig, you bring a korban. The Gemara brings especially a fusa, you don't bring a korban on the chorus of Mila. And kan, adover tamua. How is it shayich a case of a korban on the chorus of Mila? Like the Rambam, it's never shayich. You don't get the chorus until you die. So Toysis and Marcus Daf Yudal, the Taka says it's a riot to the Raivin. He doesn't bring the Rambam and the Raivin, but Mamish Toysis has that shackle of Atari. And he says, no, the Chiv chorus is there already anyways. And the Pella is. The Pella is Frekta Orochel Ner. Even like the Raivin, it's shver. How do you have a person who's going to bring a korban because he didn't mal himself b'shoigig? If he didn't mal himself b'shoigig, so you go over to him, he's 40 years old, and you go over to him and says, Rabbi Yid, you weren't mal yourself. He says, oh, I didn't know, I'm a shoigig. So what, he should bring a carbon? Let him go mal himself now. How do you have a case of a person that's going to bring a carbon? Because b'shoigig, he wasn't mal himself. Why to let him mal himself now? So either way, it's right, what do you need a pusik for carbon? Elamai, the case is that b'shoigig, this person did something to himself that he can't mal himself. He was chaytich the entire aver, or by mistake he hired a goy as a moil in the hospital. Somebody did a goy. He did it wrong, and he botched it up. Now he doesn't have a mila to do. That's a dogma of a guy that b'shoigig was oiker himself from doing mila. No, I b'zoy, bein l'haramba mail arrived. Even if the chorus b'mezit is only la'achar moisoy, aber avad, it's still mishkach as a case that I would have a havamina, that you should bring a carbon. At the end of this, then you don't bring carbon by mila. But the case that a person would be that b'shoigig, that he wasn't mal himself, that he would bring a carbon, again, it's not a case that he grada, he's 40 and he wasn't mal himself yet. You don't bring a carbon for that. Now that he knows, and that it's noida, you don't bring a carbon, go mal yourself. Obviously, the case is that it was b'shoigig, he did something to his goof that he can't mal himself anymore. It's Meyush of the Rambam. The chorus could be his only mamish lachar moisa. It's still mishkach as a havmin of korban b'shoigig, when b'shoigig he was oiker himself from the inyan of the mila. Good.